Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's taken 5 years, but the IRS has finally issued new rules for those of you who want to take distributions from inherited IRAs. Garrett Strange is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia, and we have him on the phone to help us with this topic. Garrett, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back on, Mike.
So let's start with the background on this issue.
The background on this issue is that before the SECURE Act was passed in December of 2019, if you inherited an IRA from someone, you could utilize what was called the stretch IRA and take distributions from that IRA over your life expectancy.
Then we had the SECURE Act passed in 2019, which changed what?
It eliminated the stretch IRA for most non-spouse beneficiaries. Spouses and a few other limited classes of people can still utilize the stretch IRA and stretch distributions over their life expectancy. But for most non-spouse beneficiaries, the ability to utilize that stretch IRA concept was eliminated.
What is the new requirement for these non-spouse IRAs?
The new rule is if you inherit an IRA after 2019, the new rule is, you know, we call it the 10-year rule. And what that means is that non-spouse beneficiaries are required to fully distribute any inherited IRA by the end of the 10th year following the original account owner's death.
Okay, and so does that mean they can wait till the 9th year and 364th day?
That means that they can wait until the 9th year and the 364th day. However, you know, depending on the size of the IRA and that individual's tax situation, you know, that is usually not optimal to do so. That has the potential to create a spike in taxable income, you know, driving you into a higher tax bracket than is otherwise necessary if you evened out those distributions.
So your recommendation then for most people who fall into this category, the non-spouse IRA and inheritance, is that they take annual distributions to average it out?
Yeah, that is, you know, usually the recommendation, working with your financial planner or tax professional to, you know, project your taxable income from year to year, you know, to figure out what the optimal amount is in any given year, you know, during that 10-year period, so that you are minimizing, you know, the amount of taxes you pay on those distributions over that total 10-year period.
Okay, and so since this was enacted in 2019, but the rules didn't come out until just now, the clock didn't start 5 years ago, did it?
The mass confusion that arose from this new rule is whether beneficiaries were required to take distributions every year in addition to adhering to the 10-year rule. So, you know, was there a required minimum distribution annually? And what the IRS has released final guidance on in July of this year is that if you're a non-spouse beneficiary and you inherit the IRA from an owner who died after their required minimum distribution beginning date, then you are required to take annual distributions in addition to adhering to the 10-year rule. If you inherit from an owner who died prior to their required minimum distribution beginning date, only the 10-year rule applies. For the IRS, because they have released a lot of confusing guidance, you know, from 2019 until July of this year, you know, they said that this 10-year rule, as far as the required minimum distribution requirement, the annual distribution requirement, they are saying that that rule will not become effective until 2025. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that even though the required minimum distribution rule doesn't come into effect until 2025, that doesn't mean that that 10-year clock starts in 2025. The 10-year clock still starts the year after death. So if you inherited an IRA, you know, in 2020 and you don't start taking required distributions until 2025, you know, that doesn't mean you have 10 years left. That means you only have 5 years left to make sure you get that account emptied.
Well, Garrett, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate it, Mike.
Garrett Strange is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.